Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. Good and gracious and loving Father, how gracious you are to even listen to us, poor children of God, poor children of Mary. Who are we, Lord, that you would be so mindful of us, that you would literally stoop down from heaven to hear our prayer? Please, Father, open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, we're begging you, Father, please give us the wisdom and the love to pray now in your attention with reverence and true devotion. Sweet Father, may our poor little prayer be heard in your great presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Savior. Prayer is such an awesome gift to us. It is a reminder that God is speaking to us, and God is also listening to us. But prayer has to be reciprocal. We too, when we speak, we also must listen. And there is the heart of obedience, that an ear that is listening, not listening to noise, but listening for the quiet whisper of God. God whispering to us and acknowledging us and communicating himself to us, and inserting his words into our hearts like seeds that die over time, and with his watered spirit, they grow and they become a beautiful rose garden, or they become beautiful fruit-bearing trees where they too have seeds that in God's name we can plant and other people, helping them to be attentive, to pray, for that is the way that we are in communion with God. That is how we share ourselves with God. It is how God shares his very self with us, always communicating himself. God is always speaking to us, always speaking to us in others, always speaking to us in Scripture, always speaking to us in Mass, always speaking to us in nature. God is always speaking. Therefore, we should always be listening. And today in this gospel, this woman who is saying to Jesus the prayer from her heart, she is sharing the prayer with him in his holy presence. And she shows us how to enter into dialogue with God. Not to be presumptuous to think that, well, we're speaking and then God has to listen to us. No, she goes in there with reverence. She does Jesus homage, but she also goes in there with perseverance and with hope that she knows that if she keeps praying, God eventually would allow his will to be done. That we must pray like that, my brothers and sisters. We must go into a prayer not only for ourselves, but for others. We must learn to pray for the right things, never to pray for things that harm other individuals. That's not prayer. That's revenge. That's anger. And Jesus says we must use our prayer. We must use our speech. We must use our words to give blessings and not a curse, to build up and not to tear down, that our words should inspire and encourage and not discourage other individuals. That prayer for us is a way that we can bring others to God. We can bring their needs. We can show charity by simply praying for other individuals. And this woman comes to Jesus, and her daughter is being afflicted, and she wants to bring her to Christ. She doesn't rely on her own strength and her own knowledge. She doesn't say, I have to do this by myself. She doesn't curse God and feel like God is punishing her in any way. She realizes she's a poor little creature, but she is in need of God's infinite love and his divine mercy. And so she prays, and she continues to pray, and she perseveres in her prayer with great reverence until she has an answer that is going to help her in her time of need. She never gives up. Oh, my brothers and sisters, how many times we go into prayer and we give up? We give up because God isn't listening to us. That's what we say. We give up because we don't believe that God will ever speak to us. We give up because we don't think that God is listening to us. How foolish we are when it comes to prayer. God is always speaking, but God is always listening. Even if we can't hear him, God is listening to us. He hears all things. He hears when we encourage other individuals. He hears when we bless other individuals and we thank them. He hears when we tell everybody, I'm sorry, or I forgive you. He hears that. But unfortunately, he hears the blasphemies. He hears the curses. He hears the evil we wish on other individuals. He hears the gossip. He hears our doubt. He hears our rejection. He hears all that. God is always speaking. And God is always listening, even when we think he's not. And so when this lady comes to Jesus, she acknowledges him first by saying, "Have pity on me." Do you see how she comes to God in prayer? She doesn't come in arrogance. She doesn't just simply walk into God's presence and start speaking. The first thing she says is, "Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." That's the way we need to come. Remember, this is the image for us of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee came in there with arrogance, with pride, and all he did was speak a prayer to himself. But God heard it. God heard it, but didn't answer him because he said, "Thank God I'm not like this sinner, this tax collector." But the tax collector comes into God's presence in holy reverence, bowed down on his knees like a poor little creature, striking his breast, saying, "Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." That's the way we enter into prayer. We come in first in silence to acknowledge that we have come in the presence of the Holy. We have come in the presence of the Almighty. We come in the presence of an omnipotent God. We have come into something, a mystery beyond all telling. And we must come in there with holy respect and simply realize that we are poor creatures always in need of God's infinite love and divine mercy. To think that we are not is to be and pray like the Pharisee in ignorance and arrogance. But this lady first comes and says, "Have pity on me." Then she acknowledges Jesus as the Messiah, as God. She says, "Lord, Son of David." She acknowledges who Jesus is first and then shares the prayer. "My daughter is being tormented by a demon. She is in need of your help." And this is how beautiful. I love when God does this for us. I know it drives us crazy because we want an answer now. "God, I'm coming to you. I have 5 minutes. Give me the answer now because I've got to make a decision quickly." God doesn't work in time that way. God is timeless. He's endless. God wants us to first bring to him something that we need to discern and hear his will. But usually we come to God already with a decision. We made the decision. And what we want is God to make the same decision that we did. Again, that's not discernment. That's negotiation. Jesus is about discernment. He wants to sit down and let's have some dialogue about this. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Why do you want to go in that direction? Don't you want to know what I want for you? Don't you want to know the path that I've set out for you? Don't you want me to give you my grace and blessing so that you can do my will and not yours? So God stays silent. Again, it's not that God is not listening, but silence draws inside of us a hunger and a thirst to hear that whisper that God is calling us, right? It's just like the prophet Elijah. God wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in the storm. He wasn't in that noise. He had to allow himself to enter into the quietness of his heart, to enter into the quietness of the environment, to have a hunger and a thirst to hear God's voice, and ultimately to allow God to satisfy that hunger and thirst with a tiny whisper that satisfies all our needs. God is silent because he wants us to grow in anticipation. He wants us to remove all the noise and the distraction so that when he speaks, we don't have to wonder what he said or I think he said or we're not clear. It's going to be very clear when God speaks to us. But when they're silent, don't give up. No, this is great. God is going to give us a little test of perseverance and in faith to see, you know, how bad do you want the answer of this prayer for this person? Do you really want it? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to persevere in your prayer for the other? Are you willing to enter into this contemplation and this dialogue where we give up on ourselves? We allow God to strip us of ourselves and so that we can be covered with himself and we can do his will and not ours. I love that silence. It's hard. I have to admit it's difficult because it feels dry to us. It feels like a waste of time for us. It feels like God is ignoring us. It feels that we have been rejected. But no. No, you, when you enter into prayer, you've already entered into God's presence. And what more should we want? We're in the presence of God. Let us relish in that. Let us just sit in that. Be still and know that I am God, he says to us. Be still, be quiet, be silent. Stop thinking. Just be. This is Holy Communion. Just be with me. That should be enough for us. But no, God will speak in his time. And this lady doesn't give up. Even though Jesus seems to ignore her, no, he's not ignoring her. He's building in her her faith. He's building it up inside of her. He's teaching her how to pray. And so the disciples want to send her away. She's not going away. She's choosing the better part. She's at the feet of Jesus like Mary. She's at the foot. And Jesus said, she's choosing the better part. We don't have to send her away. Pray for her. Pray for her daughter. Once again, he's teaching her and teaching the disciples in the feeding of the 5,000. Give her some food yourself. Get on your knees and pray with her for her intention rather than sending her away. And Jesus finally speaks, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He's telling her, my mission has nothing to do with you. What does your concern have to do with me? We hear this at the wedding of Cana. Woman, he says, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you according to your wish. This is Mary asking Jesus for help. And we know that Jesus is going to do what she asked, but always in accordance to his will. And she does not despair because Jesus says, I wasn't sent to help you. She knows she has faith. She believes. And so she comes back at him by doing him homage. I'm not even here for you, woman. And so what does she do? She gets on her knees, and she begins to do homage, meaning she humbles herself in the presence of God, just like the tax collector, just like the sinner, and she continues to bow down, to really allow herself to be humiliated in the presence of God. It's so beautiful when we can come to God in our nothingness and our emptiness and just simply humble ourselves and do homage to God. It is what we have been created for. And we see this when the three magi come. bearing all their gifts. And what is their greatest gift? Their homage to the Christ child. She does the Christ child homage and simply says, Lord, help me. How beautiful. Lord, help me. I have nowhere else to go. I am coming to you. Lord, please help me. Even when he calls her a dog, she says, Lord, help me. Even when it appears that Jesus isn't going to help her, she perseveres in her prayer. Lord, help me. She never gives up. She continues to pray, Lord, help me. And then Jesus finally says, woman, oh woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you according to your wish. Oh, my brothers and sisters, never give up. Always persevere in your prayer. God is always speaking and God is always listening. Never give up. He is always listening to you.